I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. No sound but the sound of speech.
This is the most optimistic I've been in my entire career about finally getting the FAA fixed. I mean, I and others in the aviation industry have been working on this for decades, and I think we're finally, we've turned the corner, and we have the commitment. It's bipartisan, it's bicameral, it's in, you know, Senate, House, administration, Secretary Duffy, across the board, a commitment to getting this fixed. We know how to do it.
Yeah, that is Scott Kirby. He's the CEO of United Airlines, and he's talking about Sean Duffy and this fix for the FAA. This is a convoluted mess is what it is, and it should have been fixed by Pothole Pete. Pete Buttigieg should have fixed this 4 years ago. They put all kinds of money in that infrastructure bill, and he didn't spend a fourth of it on the FAA, which is where the money needed to be spent. So there's a lot of optimism right now in that industry for the fact that they may finally, because look at all these problems they've had at Newark and Atlanta and some of these other airports, and that snarls traffic literally all over the country when those hubs shut down. There's no reason we should be dealing with technology that old, for sure. All right, so the president is going to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and we're lucky enough to have Lucas Tomlinson on the phone, of course, with Fox News and reporting live from Riyadh. Good morning, Lucas.
Mark and Ken, great to join you guys.
Yeah, great to have you, my friend. Thank you for giving us a minute this morning. What's the president expecting to accomplish over there?
Well, the president's expecting to sign billions of dollars in new trade deals here, not just in Saudi Arabia, but also in the region. He's going to Qatar and the United Arab Emirates as well. Recall that when President Trump first returned to the White House, his first call to a foreign leader was the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And this is his first official overseas trip. Yes, he had to go to the Pope's funeral in Rome, but this trip to Saudi Arabia, kicking things off, is his first official overseas trip, something he did during his first term. It just shows you what this relationship means to the Trump administration, what it means to the United States. You know, Saudi Arabia, everybody knows, they produce about 17% of the world's oil. They're also about the size of Western Europe, a top 20 economy. There's also some real politics going on, guys. If the United States isn't here, China and Russia are here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is he going to pick up that new airplane when he's in Qatar?
We had Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, on Fox and Friends this morning. She confirmed that the Qataris have proposed it. Some people are a little concerned about a Trojan horse, but it's notable, guys. The airliner diplomacy here in the Middle East goes back decades. In 1945, after Yalta, FDR gifted Saudi King Abdulaziz with three DC-3 airliners to start Saudi Airlines. So the airliner diplomacy, we've seen this, and but certainly it's raising some eyebrows in the Democratic circles and maybe some Americans are as well are worried about a Trojan horse situation.
Right.
I didn't even think about that, but that could be a real possibility. I mean, we woke up this morning and we're hearing about these trade deals and peace talks, and it was just insane to hear all of this happening so quickly into Trump's second term. Yeah. I mean, how much of this do you think will actually come to fruition? You think all these are kind of a done deal right now, and he just has to kind of, you know, cross his T's and dot his I's?
Well, as you mentioned, there was about five major announcements. I'm going to try to go through most of them. But, you know, we have the first living American hostage in Gaza, Don Alexander, being released by Hamas today. He's been held hostage for over a year and a half in some pretty rough conditions. I don't think I need to explain it to our listeners. Over the past year and a half in Gaza, he's an Israeli soldier. He's a lone soldier. He's from the United States, from New Jersey originally. He's 21 years old. He's being released today. I'm sure the Qataris had something to do with that. Certainly Steve Witkoff. Witkoff was in neighboring Oman over the weekend, sitting down with Iranian officials, trying to hammer out a nuclear agreement. You also had the Iranian foreign minister come here to Saudi Arabia this weekend. That raised some eyebrows, guys, because that's pretty rare. The Saudi defense minister went to Iran last month. That was the first time in decades a member of the Saudi royal family had done that. We also had the big big deal with China announced in Geneva over the weekend with President Trump's Treasury Secretary and his trade representative, Ambassador Jameson Greer. Both nations will be slashing tariffs. It's probably music to everybody's ears as they go to the store this morning. Tariffs are going to be slashed over 100% over the next 90 days. That's great news. The only bad news is your Cardinals sweeping our Nationals over the weekend.
Let's go Cards.
Yeah, we have to take our road wins where we can get them these days, Lucas. That's for sure.
Hey, just because I'm in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, doesn't mean I can't check in on my Fox Sports app. You like that plug there?
I love that. So, is the White House telling you guys anything more about this most favored nation status for pharmaceuticals? Because, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one, the impact it might have either in the U.S. or overseas, right?
Right. And, you know, the United States is about 5% of the world's population, but consumes about 75% of the world's medications. So there might be a whole other discussion right now. But, you know, this is the give and take of diplomacy. You know, you have to offer these honorifics to get to deals, and that's why you're hearing this language right now. But there's no question the White House is open for business. You know, President Trump put the tariffs on pretty much most of the world, with a few exceptions. And now, you know, negotiation begins. We did hear from the Commerce Secretary over the weekend on Fox News Sunday saying there's about 24 trade deals in the works right now, obviously China being of top of mind, the biggest one. But even here in the Middle East, expect you know, investment announcements and new deals on artificial intelligence. A lot of the tech titans are descending here. And, of course, you're going to have arms sales. You can't come to Saudi Arabia and not, you know, offer some missiles and satellite-guided bombs. But that's for another conversation.
How long is the trip, Lucas? When is the president back?
The president is departing shortly from the White House. Of course, a long flight here, even aboard Air Force One. He arrives Tuesday morning, local time, at about 10:45, and he will be flying back on Friday. So it's was it
3 days?
Then? 3 days or so.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. Hey, Lucas, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care of yourself. I appreciate that. He's so cool. And you know what? You know why I like that guy? Because he's Lucas Tomlinson, and he's a Fox News reporter. And he agreed to give us 5 minutes of his time this morning on local radio in St. Louis, which is really cool. And he's going to be relieved in a little while from his duties today by Peter Ducey, who will be reporting from Riyadh.
Oh, he's going there, too.
And well, okay. He's already there. And Peter won't give me 5 minutes of his time. And I don't understand why. I don't know. We get Griff Jenkins. We get Shannon Bream. We get Charles Payne. We get Lucas Tomlinson, C.B. Cotton. Mm-hmm. There's a host of Fox News reporters who are always willing to give us a few minutes to kind of update us on the stories they're working on and what's going on. But not Peter Ducey.
Come on, Peter.
Come on, Peter. What are you doing? People of St. Louis want to hear from you. That's all. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Dan Snell and talk more about the possibility of a tax hike being included in the big, beautiful bill. What do you think about that? We're going to be back in just a minute.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.